This morning, HBR's Kuva Hirishi joins us to talk about a land use issue, a land use conflict that's brewing on the Big Island. What was to be a solution to one problem is maybe turning out to be something else. Good morning, Kuva.
Good morning, Catherine. Community opposition on the Big Island, so in Kohala, has been growing in recent days over plans to develop a parking lot. So this is near the Pololu Valley Lookout and Valley Trail, which a lot of folks have been taking advantage of, especially during COVID. So this particular proposal would help improve access to the area's popular hiking trail. But it could also open the door to residential development on that valley ridge line. So how this is going is a private corporation that owns land in Pololu Valley on the valley floor as well as up top, a company known as Surety Kohala Corporation. They agreed to donate 5 acres to the State Department of Land and Natural Resources to develop this parking lot and comfort station near the lookout. But access issues, as we all know, for many of Hawaii's most sought-after hiking trails and scenic views are nothing new. In Kohala, the increase in traffic to this popular valley lookout has been growing and over the years. David Smith, the administrator for DLNR's Division of Forestry and Wildlife, has seen that change and says the proposed donation could help solve the problem.
And I used to take my kids down there, and the 6 parking spots at the end of the road, and they were never full. Now the line of cars will go a quarter mile down the way, parked on both sides of the road. There's no restrooms, and it's a real problem. So we've been working with reps from the Big Island to try to fix this thing in the community. And this is the fix. We'd put in a parking lot and a restroom. Surety agreed to help us out with that, with a donation. So this is kind of the way to do all that.
That was Smith pitching the proposal to the Board of Land and Natural Resources last month. So that proposal includes the land donation, but there is an incentive there for the state. They would be able to consolidate their land holdings in the Valley Floor. As of right now, according to tax records, Surety Kohala Corporation owns about 86 acres, mostly along the Pololu Valley wetlands area, the stream, and along the coastline. So the state would be able to take that in as part of this deal. But in exchange, BLNR, the Board of Land and Natural Resources, is actually adding its name to an application along with Surety to the County of Hawaii to allow for a 13-lot subdivision on that Pololu Ridge. So community members say they've heard talk of a possible land donation as far back as 2018 when there was a community meeting held there to kind of get the community's feedback on a potential deal. But nothing had gone through at the time in terms of an official proposal. But now with the subdivision as part of that discussion, that's been worrying to Loa Patau, who's an English teacher at Kohala High School.
So I don't think the community is involved, but, you know, these sort of things happen where they put out meetings just to say that they had meetings. So I don't think, like, there's a lot of uproar. By Sunday, there were, like, this really big 2 signs, one that says Protect Pololu and one sign that said A'ole, no houses on the rim.
So was the idea that, this was kind of sneaky?
That is part of it, that lack of trust, of course. But, you know, Patel actually had his students look into the issue, and it was interesting. They posted a YouTube video with sort of their insights, and one student had mentioned the idea of, you know, if you build one parking lot and traffic increases because of the capacity, what's to stop folks from building a bigger parking lot? And so they're more concerned with being part of the conversation at this point. And there will be other opportunities for community involvement and feedback throughout this process. The subdivision itself has to be approved by the Hawaii County Planning Department, which is further down the line. And in that process, we know community feedback is a part of that. But Save, I think, Protect Pololu Valley is a group that just popped up with an online petition circulating to try to stop the development, and for a lot of folks just wanting to be involved in that conversation. Bill Chantel, Executive Vice President of Surety Kohala Corporation, says, you know, this is the time is ripe to take a look at how this can be a win-win to help solve this problem once and for all.
And we're at the point where, you know, Surety, we're very open to the idea of making the necessary land donations to solve the problems out there. And it's very satisfying to see that this is coming together at this time. Just to give you another little bit of perspective on this, I've got a set of plans on my desk dated from 1970. They're approved, signed by the mayor, looking to solve the problems out of Pololu via land donations and whatnot. And for 50 years, nothing happened.
So the Board of Land and Natural Resources did approve that proposal, but that, as you mentioned earlier, that land donation won't happen until the Hawaii County Planning Department actually approves the subdivision request. So kind of I'm not sure how things are going to turn out, but a lot of checkboxes to tick off before anything actually happens.
Is it clear to you, though, why the community wasn't kind of advised of this? Because usually that's, you know, one way to avoid conflict, to just be transparent about what's on the table.
Right. So at the meeting, both Smith and other staffers at the Department of Land and Natural Resources mentioned that meeting back in 2018, where community members were sort of the temperature was taken among community members as to whether or not they wanted that consolidation of land in the valley, and they were supportive of that. They saw the donation as a plus. But now that there's the subdivision component to it, a potential subdivision, I should say, because that's up to the county, the community wants to have further discussion on that particular matter. But it will be interesting to see how the discussion, you know, turns out if the Department of Land and Natural Resources perhaps reaches out to the community again, or Surety, to bring them into the loop on things.
Yeah, because, you know, I think the community needs to kind of process what is this exactly, what are the impacts.
Right.
But it sounds like then there is going to be, ample opportunity going forward to kind of air out their concerns about, you know, what potentially could crop up there in that valley.
Exactly, and we're hearing that more so this week, and we'll see how it goes moving forward.
Yeah, so the communities were going to step up and be more visible with their concerns about what's happening?
That's what it sounds like. The signs are up, petitions are circulating. I'm sure it'll get the attention of government leaders in the near future.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ku'uwehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Ku'uwehi Hariishi talking about a Pololu Valley land dispute. You can find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.